Welcome back to KTWH LP 99.5 FM in Two Harbors, Minnesota. This is the high school show. Each hour on KTWH is on air. It is roughly 3 hours of effort by volunteers both on air and behind the scenes in programming, outreach, technical, and fundraising tasks to keep us going. Given we are on air over 5,000 hours per year in our current schedule, that suggests that last year over 15,000 hours of volunteer time was provided to keep us going. The MM Council of Nonprofits figures each hour volunteered can be valued at $22. In other words, KTWH leveraged over $300,000 of service value. And with us today, we have on the high school show is Scott Golden, a KTWH volunteer, and along with us, Sam Knight as well. Tell us a little about yourself.
Good afternoon. I'm Scott Golden. I volunteer as a board monitor, or started as a board monitor here at KTWH, and also do a show on Wednesday evenings called 55 Minutes, where I get to play whatever I want to play, which is kind of nice, and it's called 55 Minutes because it's the 55 minutes after from 6:05 to 7 o'clock. That's the time they allotted me. But I started back in August of 2016 doing board monitoring, and then it was a couple months later before I took the test and got to go really on air and do my own show. So
that's awesome. How did you hear about the position when you first got the idea?
Well, I'd heard probably a year or a year and a half before KTWH actually went on the air that there was going to be a station up in Two Harbors. And I thought, well, that would be a great opportunity to kind of get in ground floor. I'd had some experience, interest in radio. I always thought that, if I ever won the lottery and hit it big, that I'd buy a radio station, a small radio station, and then I could go in and play the music I wanted to listen to, because it doesn't get played on regular commercial radio.
Yeah.
So that was kind of the idea. And it kind of fell off the radar for a while until I saw a blurb somewhere, I've forgotten where, but I went on to my company intranet site. They're big believers in volunteering, and got hooked up with a website. I've forgotten what it's called. No, it has to do with Minnesota volunteering, but basically KTWH had posted a number of opportunities, and one of them was board monitoring. I don't know the first thing about radio, but I thought, it says they're willing to teach me, and it's pretty simple, and there wasn't a lot of on-air commitment at the time. So it was, the top of the hour station IDs and doing the community event announcements, and I thought, well, I can read and talk at the same time for the most part.
Yeah.
So that would be a good opportunity to get started. So I filled out the little online application and got a call from Shane Dickey, who I think is still somewhat involved with the station here, but not on air anymore. I think
yeah.
He might still be part of the board. Anyway, he gave me a call, and we chatted a little bit. And he said, well, come on up, and, we'll get you started. And
so it was like an easy way into it. You kind of...
Super easy. I came up the following Tuesday, I think a week after he called, and sat with Bob Lukanen over the noon hour and watched Bob do his thing and the community event announcements, and saw what buttons he was pushing and that kind of stuff. And it seemed simple enough. So I thought, I'm up for it.
I think it was pretty cool that I hear a lot of stories of people volunteering for just like local like radio stations and all that. And they talk about how they knew nothing and they came from that and they built off that to be something better. And I think that's like a really good idea that what you did is that you didn't know and you just kind of wanted to go into it and join it. But along with your volunteering, you received an award for that. Do you want to talk about that a little bit more?
Yeah. So I've been doing the KTWH thing now since, like I said, I think August of 2016. And it's been every Wednesday, 4 to 7. I come up from Duluth, so I got my travel time there as well. But as a result of that website I mentioned previously that kind of got me hooked up with this, we log our volunteer hours so our company can keep track of that kind of stuff. And they award us internally with what they call VTO, or volunteer time off.
Okay.
And you can use that towards volunteering. You take a couple of hours, and instead of, having it cost you pay by not being at work, you take that volunteer time off. Also, as a result of that, they honor once a year the person who logs a certain number of hours in the website as the volunteer award winner of the year, and I was fortunate enough to win that this year. So with that came a very nice cut glass paperweight for my desk, which I proudly display, and it came with our company providing $500 to KTWH, which was pretty cool. Side note that my company also does an award called Dollars for Doers.
Okay.
Where, again, if you meet, you have to volunteer a certain number of hours per quarter, and then if you do that, you get this, you can put in for Dollars for Doers, and they will cut a check for $200 to the volunteer, it has to be a 501c3 outfit, but to whatever organization you're either volunteering for, or if you want to direct it to someone else. So
yeah,
I've gotten a couple of those. So it's nice to be able to give to the station my time and talent, if you will.
Yeah.
But it's also nice to provide some financial support as well.
It's always nice to do that. Have you, when you were younger, did you ever think that you'd be volunteering or doing something as unique as what you do now?
No. I knew of volunteering because my parents had been involved in a number of things. You know, my mom and PTA and Boy Scouts, Cub Scouts, that kind of stuff. The usual stuff. My dad was heavily involved with the organization called Rotary, and one of their mottos is service above self, which really speaks to volunteerism. So he was on a number of serving on a variety of boards and of companies and organizations that the Duluth Playhouse for one, the Duluth Transit Authority are two that come to my mind. So I had that kind of as somewhat of a role model. And then again, the companies that I've worked for have really pushed getting out and supporting your community in whatever way you can, however you can. You know, it doesn't have to be a huge commitment. This is like 4 hours a week, which might not work for a lot of people.
Yeah.
But there's something out there somewhere where you can give however much time you have to give if you just look for it. So,
yeah,
you know, it could be just as simple as my daughter, for instance, loves animals. She didn't even think of it as volunteering, but she'd go down to the animal shelter and walk the dogs on her lunch break.
That seems pretty cool.
Dogs needed to be walked.
Yeah.
They enjoyed the company. My daughter got her doggy fix, and, they got somebody to walk the dogs. So,
yeah.
And that was, an hour on her lunch break, not even every week. So there's plenty that the world has to offer.
Yeah.
As far as volunteer opportunities, if you're willing to just open yourself up to it and take that first step,
it just takes a little bit of dedication. That's all.
That's right. Ease yourself into it. I mean, I do another radio thing with the Twin Ports Center for Vision Loss, where I go in on a Saturday and we read the area newspapers.
Okay.
It's over a closed circuit radio that people with low vision and vision loss can't read, get to hear books and magazines and newspapers. It's broadcast out of St. Paul, but in Duluth we cut away 2 hours every day to read area newspapers. And again, that was my initial involvement, kind of my radio involvement, if you will. And that was back, that's been going on now, I think 13 years I've been doing that.
That's a lot of time right there.
Yeah, so that commitment is basically 3 to 6 hours a month. So it's not a huge deal. But I thought, again, it was easy for me. I wasn't looking to, jump into some place where it was going to be a challenge for me. It had to be something I was somewhat interested in. And it sounds kind of selfish to say it, but you do have to have, some self-interest there to make a go of it.
Yeah.
So that's how I viewed it. It was, like I said, I can read, I can talk, I can read and talk at the same time for the most part. Some might quibble with that, but it was simple. You know, it was 3 hours on a Saturday morning.
Yeah, it's not a whole lot of time.
Once a month.
A lot of people think that when you're volunteering, it's like taking a whole other job, but you're not getting paid for it. But it really does pay off because it doesn't take that much time, but the dedication there, it all pays off with all the like respect you get from it and just everything that goes into it. It's really special.
Well, you get, I said this to my, when I had to pick up that award, you know, I said, I really don't feel like I deserve this award because it's really, you know, doing what I do for the station really isn't that difficult. It's not, I'm not out there, you know, at the animal shelter or helping at the homeless shelter or, you know, Meals on Wheels, something that is perhaps a little higher up on the importance scale. But on the other hand, you can't really diminish that thinking that way because it is a volunteer effort. It helps keeps the station on the air, which serves the community. So, you know, you have to look at it that way, thinking, I'm helping keeping the station on the air for the community of Two Harbors and the North Shore, plus all the people that listen online. You know, it's not just...
I think it's nice to have a really broad perspective on how you see that, and I think it's really good. Really good to see it that way. It's not just you're volunteering to do something so small, but in such a way, it makes a bigger difference to everything. That adds up. Yep. And that's really cool.
Yep. And I think for the most part, anybody that's getting into any kind of volunteer opportunity, if they approach it that way, will find that whoever they're volunteering with will take as much or as little time as you can spare. There's always something to do. So, you know, you don't have to commit to being here 5 days a week, you know, 8 hours a day kind of thing.
Yeah.
For the station, there's plenty of things that you could do that don't involve being on the radio if you don't want to talk on the radio or do anything else, but there's plenty of other opportunities available. And it's not just the station, it's anywhere.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for coming in today, Scott.
No problem.
It means a lot. Sam, you got a little something for us?
Volunteer commitment is behind most every good thing that happens at KTWH. Maybe you have something to offer KTWH as well. You can call us at 218-595-6195. To see what role you might play in the coming year. We are seeking on-air voices and board monitors, music show hosts, people with unique informational program ideas, and all-around behind-the-scenes assistance with tasks as varied as data entry, helping us plan and host benefits and outreach events, creating thank yous to donors, or working on the technical end of the station in website design or updating, as well as audio engineering, recording, and more. An important role in station governance is the membership of our Two Harbors Community Radio Board of Directors. Several openings that on the board are filled annually. If you are interested in learning more about a board position, contact us at thcommradio@gmail.com.
Thank you very much, Sam. And thank you, Scott, for coming in. You're listening to The High School Show on KTWH LP 99.5 FM in Two Harbors, Minnesota.